WordPress drops to 41. 5% market share, but three datasets tell different stories about what's going on. According to W3 Techs, WordPress now powers 41. 5% of the web, down from a peak of 43. 6% in early 2025. The decline started slowly, with WordPress shedding fractions of a point per quarter through 2025. It has since accelerated, with WordPress losing more share in the first half of 2026 than in the entire previous year. The drop has attracted the kind of coverage you'd expect. A Search Engine Journal report last month connected the timing to the WP Engine V, automatic conflict. The Register framed it as automatic CMS empire showing cracks. On X, Web Dev Studios CEO Brad Williams dismissed the sensationalist headlines, pointing out that WordPress still powers roughly 595 million websites. The litigation framing doesn't hold up well against the data. The WP Engine conflict erupted in late September 2024. The very next quarter, W3 Tech's data showed WordPress usage was up, and by early 2025, it had reached 43.6%, its all-time high. WordPress literally peaked after the litigation started. The decline didn't begin until Q2 2025 and didn't accelerate until 2026. WordPress was also flat for two full years before the litigation, and the leading indicators have been pointing down for the better part of a decade. The conflict is part of the story, but isn't the whole story. W3 Techs, the number everyone cites. W3 Techs tracks content management system usage across the top 10 million sites, and its data underpins virtually all WordPress market share coverage. According to W3 Techs, WordPress grew steadily for years, reaching 43.2% by January 2022, then plateauing at 43.1% through 2023 and 2024 before ticking up to 43.6% in early 2025. For most of the plateau period, the 43% figure was treated as a point of pride across the ecosystem. WordPress co-founder Matt Mullenweg cited it prominently in both his 2024 and 2025 State of the Word addresses. In Tokyo in December 2024, he framed 43.6% as a return to growth, quipping that WordPress doomers would be disappointed. Where is the share going? For years, the market share conversation was dominated by WordPress's proprietary competitors. Shopify, Wix, and Squarespace were spending hundreds of millions advertising against WP, and WordPress had nothing equivalent. In 2026, the pattern changed. The none category, sites with no detectable CMS, reversed course and hasn't stopped climbing. In March, we reported on the first signs of this shift, when none ticked up for the first time in 10 years from 28.6% to 29.0%. As of July, it sits at 29.9%. In the first half of 2026 alone, WordPress lost 1.5 percentage points. None gained 1.3 points. Shopify and Wix gained 0.2 and 0.1 respectively. The majority of what WordPress lost this year hasn't gone to a competitor. It's gone to sites with no detectable CMS at all. Pantheon co-founder Josh Koenig put the scale into perspective, posting that the web share shifting from WordPress to none in a single month was equivalent to roughly half of Drupal's entire market share. Something big is happening in the long tail, Koenig wrote. In a follow-up, he named the cause in two words. It's vibe coding. HTTP archive. The longer decline. The HTTP archive measures the technologies used across roughly 9 million sites in its mobile dataset, and it tells a longer-running story. GravityKit's Casey Burridge published an analysis last month. Analyzing data through April 2026, Burridge found WordPress market share was at 33.21%. The latest data from May 2026 shows WordPress is now at 32.95%. WordPress's decline in the HTTP archive started earlier than W3 Tech suggests. WordPress peaked at 35.76% in July 2022 in this dataset, nearly 3 years before W3 Techs showed any decline at all. Built with, the professional tier. Built with adds a third dimension. Built with tracks roughly 38 million live WordPress sites across the entire internet. Within Built with CMS category, WordPress is used on 41% of the top 1 million websites. Human-made CGO Noel Talk shared an analysis of Built with data, and described the professional tier decline as having started around 2021 to 2022, well before the WP engine conflict, and well before developers started leaning on AI tools. The 43%, 42, 41, it's a lagging indicator. The map is not the terrain, Tok said. He also pushed back on the idea that the decline is as steep as the W3 tech's numbers suggest, arguing that AI tools have made it easier than ever to spin up sites on other platforms, the decade-long leading indicator. According to Google Trends, global search interest in WordPress peaked around 2014 and has been declining since. Meanwhile, Shopify's search interest has climbed steadily, catching up with WordPress in 2025, a convergence that would have seemed unthinkable 10 years ago. Squeezed from several sides, Yoast founder Juice DeValk says WordPress is being squeezed from multiple directions. People building sites with AI will usually start without a CMS because they want a website, and that's what they ask the tool. They don't know they should ask for a CMS because they don't know that. For e-commerce, if you ask your AI how to build an e-commerce site, it'll tell you about Shopify, Woo, and a few other options. Then as you explore those options, it turns out starting on Shopify is way easier. So why wouldn't you? And at the enterprise level, the WP engine V. Automatic litigation is influencing decisions. People there choose certainty and more sovereignty for a longer period of time. A lawsuit with unknown consequences for the stability of the project won't push them in the direction of WordPress more. Tok was skeptical when asked about the impact of the litigation on enterprise. We haven't witnessed a direct decision from one of our users to migrate away or be mid-flight, and then decide this is not for us because of the lawsuit, he said. But he acknowledged the squeeze from AI was real, even as he argued WordPress's own AI capabilities were being overlooked. So what's actually driving WordPress's market share decline? DeValk says the data doesn't exist yet. We want to know how websites are built, not whether the thing the website was built with would be classified as a CMS.